Still Farming. Was that the name of the campaign you said?
Yes, Still Farming.
Mark Rovey from the Rovey Dairy had posted a stream that said sneaking out of quarantine, and it was one of his dairy cattle that had gotten out of the feedlot and was like extended her body out and was just free grazing on the hay that was outside the
I love it.
Pen. Still Farming.
Still Farming. Another thing that we're doing, and Christy's actually launched this, Christy Davis, that's in charge of the Young Farmer and Rancher program, where she's talking her young farmers and ranchers into capturing little videos, and they're just going crazy. We keep posting them, and people keep sharing them. It's an awesome thing. So another thing, one of your callers, I think, called in and asked about food safety and how to prep your vegetables before cooking. We have several articles on Fill Your Plate. Just Google food safety, and you can find, or search food safety on Fill Your Plate, and you can find out how to carefully prepare your food and be safe in the kitchen.
I was trying to search that before the end of the show. We FDA and CDC all have things to say, and
yes,
most of them just talk about make sure you wash your hands. They said before this epidemic, only 20% of people washed their hands before they ate.
Whoa.
So use clean hands, rinse those vegetables, take off the outer layers, use a little scrub brush. No chemicals needed, just wash.
Yep, just wash before you prepare. Very good. Yes, and we have, I think Stephanie Smallhouse is on the line, and she's our president of Arizona Farm Bureau. And we always like to invite her to share a few words and what's on her heart and mind. Steph?
Good morning, everybody. We're out here at the ranch. We're pretty much always isolated. The problem we have now is trying to keep people from coming out here who are going berserk at their in their houses. So we've had a lot of visitors the last few weeks. But anyway, I think Julie and Mark have done a great job this morning of talking about all that we're doing with our local growers, but just everything with this crisis is happening right now. You know, I've heard a lot of congressional folks talk about food security as national security, and that's what Arizona Farm Bureau has been talking about all along. And, you know, I like to tell people that Arizona's farmers and ranchers have really been preparing for situations like this for a century, for 100 years. And that's greatly the purpose of Arizona Farm Bureau in the first place. And that's why we advocate for everything we do. So while all this craziness is going on with the coronavirus, we're actually still working on all the issues that keep us sustainable and keep us prepared for a situation just like this. So, you know, we're continuing to advocate for an immigrant worker program to make sure we have a consistent labor supply, which has been really important and prevalent during all of this. Whenever the Farm Bill comes up, this is exactly what the Farm Bill is about. It's about conservation, sustainability, and farming. It's about crop insurance programs that make sure that when we need our farmers in an emergency, they're still in business. We've seen a plummet in market prices during this crisis. Farmers are continuing to work, but they're getting less and less for their products, so, which is weird considering the demand, but everything's a little bit out of whack. So we have crop insurance, crop protection. Trade is extremely important to our farmers. It's 20% of their income, and that has come really to a halt in some areas. And we're always working on regulations that are overly burdensome that threaten our ability to keep farming efficiently. So this is what Farm Bureau does. While we're in a crisis, we keep working on all these issues that make sure that we're ready for a crisis like this, that farmers and ranchers are good to go. And we're also trying to help them understand what's going on amidst the crisis and how they can try to stay positive and keep farming.
Yes. And you guys are ranchers, so you're even seeing some price issues within the cattle market.
We have. We've seen between cattle, beef, and dairy, there's been a 20 to 30% drop in the commodity prices, which were low in the first place. So that's been a struggle. But we also have an increase in direct beef box sales. And so we've had people coming to us, you know, wanting grass-fed beef ready to go and ready to go to slaughter. And so the demand for that is up. So that's good. So that's what we focus on. We focus on the positive of what's happening so that we can keep getting out there. We've got to keep our workers healthy, though. And so farmers and farm workers have got to pay attention to the same rules that everybody else is following and stay healthy.
Yeah, we just posted a report on our blog on azfb.org that highlights some of the things that our farmers are doing to keep their workers safe, because it's a new and different day today in COVID-19, and that is really critical. And most of our farmers were previously practicing some worker safety just because it's the standard of operating, but they've had to kind of drill down a little bit more on that, haven't they, Stephanie?
Well, absolutely. And the other thing that you've talked about today is the is kind of people going back to their normal eating habits. And that's a struggle right now because we're seeing just how much people eat out, right? So 50% of sales for beef come from people eating out.
Wow.
And so we're shifting that supply to groceries, but it still has an impact, like you said, especially for direct sales, farm-to-plate growers. But like produce, if you think about the amount of leafy greens that go through the restaurant system every single day. And so some things are getting backed up because of that. We need folks to put a lot more salad on their plate.
Yeah. And we can't... I've always said that farmers and ranchers are good at pivoting to whatever they need to pivot to in the midst of whether it's a crisis or they see a market opportunity. But I'm telling you, these overnight pivots on some of these things, like the beef industry, where so much of that beef was going through the restaurants, and yet our restaurants, unless they're doing just delivery, aren't able to do it. Thank you, Stephanie, for joining us.
And Steph, real quick.
Thanks for having me.
The name of your farm?
Carlink Ranch.
And you guys are located northeast of Tucson?
Northeast of Tucson along the San Pedro River.
And do you guys have direct market beef as well?
We do, but we're currently sold out.
I was trying to give you a little plug. Steph Smallhouse, President of Farm Bureau, Mark Freeman of the Corn Patch, Spokeswoman Julie Murphy. Thank you.